As part of efforts to transform Jamaica into a digital society, major upgrades are being carried out in the island's tax administrative services. Already, many of us have started paying our taxes online or at e-centers, reducing long lines and waiting hours at tax offices, increasing compliance along the way. That, in turn, is allowing the government to budget more for specific activities, such as providing greater financial support to the security forces and fast-tracking infrastructure developments. Stay tuned to find out how much more the government plans to spend this fiscal year. This is Budget Watch. I'm Anthony Morgan. The first supplementary budget for the 2018-19 fiscal year was recently tabled in the House of Representatives, along with the interim fiscal policy paper. A supplementary estimate is tabled when previously approved budgets are no longer credible. In other words, the projected expenditure from February this year can no longer stand as an estimate based on revised planning and project execution. At the end of June, the government's budget execution was labeled strong, with the primary surplus exceeding the budget by a significant degree.
Capital expenditure has been overperforming, as at the end of June, capital expenditure was 13% ahead of budget, with the significant ongoing infrastructure spending.
Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. Tax revenues have also been strong and were ahead of budget by approximately 4% for the first 4 months of the 2018-2019 financial year. According to Economic Growth Council EGC Chairman Michael Lee Chin, TAJ is also on track to exceed its 2018-19 fiscal year target of $320 billion based on its revenue inflow for the June 2018 quarter.
We are being more tax compliant, which as citizens, all of us have to contribute and pay our fair due. We have a long way to go, but the trend is directionally right.
It's against this background that the government is proposing to spend an additional $17 billion this fiscal year, increasing the original approved budget figure of $774 billion to $791 billion.
On the recurring expenditure, the additional spending will be $12.4 billion, while the capital budget is proposed to be increased by $5.3 billion. These expenditures are to be covered by better than budgeted tax revenues and additional distributions from public bodies. The primary surplus is now programmed to be at $143 billion, which satisfies the 7% of GDP requirement.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favour Williams. The increase in recurrent or housekeeping expenditure moves the originally approved figure from $560 billion to a little over $572 billion. Capital or development spending now stands at $219 billion, up from $214 billion. The increase has allowed the government to channel more funds to critical areas like the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, which has received an additional $7.3 billion.
Project execution under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, has been progressing ahead of schedule. Accordingly, further capital expenditure has been provided for to continue the pace of implementation of the three major works that are simultaneously underway in the Kingston metropolitan area.
Those works include the 3 Miles, Constant Spring, and Mandela Highway legacy projects. $445 million has also been set aside to support the states of public emergency and zones of special operations, the new Public Safety and Traffic Enforcement Branch, PSTEB, and improving 60 priority police locations island-wide.
The security forces have been given the required resources to deal with all three areas under the state of emergency. We have provided additional vehicles. I think there have been 60 new four-wheel drive vehicles attached to the force, and more will be arriving later in the course of this year. The incremental fiscal resources have been provided in the budget.
National Security Minister Horace Chang. Another $7 billion has been set aside for a grant to local authorities to deal with the payment of arrears and current charges for street lighting. And $528 million has also been budgeted to allow the Electoral Commission to carry out the phased removal of deceased persons from the voters' list. That was Budget Watch, a 5-minute feature looking into the government's spending plans and programs. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.